The new institute director, Ari Ioannidis, officially took over his position on March 1st. Pretty bad timing, he admitted, on the verge of the coronavirus outbreak and the lockdowns. Since then, he's had to cancel their summer series and events such as Saints and Sinners. But on the bright side, he was able to get the institute's financial house in order during the early months of the year.
So we entered March with all of our bills paid, current on payables, which was something we were struggling to do, had a huge balance sheet deficit. And then there were some, you know, personality issues with the board. All of that got settled before March.
He said that although they're in no position to sell tickets or ask for sponsorships, they have cut costs and reduced overhead. Ioannidis said their cash forecast shows they can be viable into August without any additional revenue. He said when the COVID-19 crisis hit, they furloughed their technical staff and all but three of their regular employees. But they have raised funds and applied for all the grants they could. He said all the staff returned in May. Meanwhile, a series called Local Live couldn't go in the Black Box Theater, so they took it online.
We've been able to post a series of Locals Live Facebook, YouTube events where we've been able to rehire our tech team. So they're back on board. They had to shift from creating live experiences to creating online experiences, you know, with video and audio. And then hire local artists, a wide variety. We've been able to curate some pretty exciting projects. And then the whole team is there trying to make it happen. Unfortunately, there's no ticket sales for that. But we have been able to give back to the community so much. And I hope that we can get donations enough to continue this program through the summer.
Series has only one sponsor, Cole Sport, but is gaining more viewers every week. Ioannidis said most of these streams now have more viewers than can be seated in the Eccles Center. Currently, he's working to get performers such as T-Bone Burnett rescheduled for the near future.
So Stephanie Land is coming back. We actually spoke to her agent yesterday. We were looking to do something online, but we really feel like she needs to be here in person. So she's excited to come back. T-Bone, actually, before we canceled, his doctor told him not to travel. He's a little older and in a high-risk category. He wants to come back as well, but we're going to wait for them for his doctor to say when it's safe for him to come. Another great artist who I'm super excited about kind of fits that same David Foster, who produced so many great bands, including Celine Dion and the second version of Chicago. And so we're having him in the same sort of thing. He wants to make sure that it's safe for him to travel. So he'll be back this winter. But
he added that another performer, Gretchen Wilson, had to be canceled for a Pioneer Day show this summer, but they plan to get her back for the celebration in 2021. He said it's difficult to know when they can safely host shows in the Eccles, but they are working on a winter series of performances as well as a speaker series. Finally, Ioannidis said they're hoping that patrons will make sustaining fund contributions. You're invited to go online to partsoftheinstitute.org. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.